People like you have been giving out this message for years now, and yet consumers of ultra-processed foods don't seem to be listening.
Consumers of ultra-processed foods are listening, but they are essentially, as I say, forced to eat a diet of ultra-processed foods.
You say that, but it's also about convenience, it's about price, and it's also about the fact that they really like the taste because it's got a lot of salt, sugar and fat, which some people might say is addictive.
So the convenience and price point are the reasons that I frame it as they're forced to eat it. They're forced to eat it by a set of very loose regulatory policies that misprice food. So, yes, the food is convenient. It's marketed very aggressively. It's often sold as healthy if a product has a health claim. If you look, anyone listening to this, go and look at a box of breakfast cereal. It is covered in health claims. It's almost certainly also high in calories, high in fat, high in salt, high in sugar. So people living on low incomes around the world find it increasingly difficult to access real food. It's not near them. It's not in the shops and they can't afford it.
You wouldn't say it's down to people's choice.
So let me address that question very directly. The food that most people eat, they have approximately as much control over it as the air they breathe and the water they drink. That is how structural this is. You eat the food that your community eats, that you can afford. So no, personal responsibility, in my view, is not a part of this discussion.